This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult. And remember, you need not ask what type of law do they specialize in. They are a full-service law firm. 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I'd also like to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the first ever sponsor of my first ever podcast 5 years ago. Sorry, I'm dealing with some pop-ups that always annoy me just as much or even more than they annoy you when you're working on your laptop. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, whether it's Denny Gray at the West Kennedy store, Mike Lentz at the West Water store, the entire Papa John's of Tampa Bay brand has been very supportive of my podcasts and also of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent Todd Wright Tour 27, which was a huge success as we made our annual stop at West Chase Golf Club 1 week ago. Thank you, Mike Lentz. Thank you, Denny Gray. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, for 5 years of supporting virtually everything I do and more, whether it's podcasts or golf tournaments or just calling in a favor here or there. Papa John's of Tampa Bay and Brandon Legal Group, both big supporters of the Todd Wright Toddcast. This is episode 126. I took episode 125 to reassure and remind all of you what I will do on this podcast. Now I'm just going to do it. I'm recording this late afternoon during week 5 NFL Sunday. It is the second NFL weekend that is a bit chaotic because of some positive COVID tests that impact the NFL schedule. And look, I still admire, I have been a longtime critic of Roger Goodell, but I admire much of what he has done this entire year as it has related to pushing forward with the business of playing professional football. And I would imagine you know as many people as I know who for many months said there was no way there would be pro football this fall. They were freaking wrong. I know I don't have to censor myself on this podcast, but sometimes I will. Tell them they were wrong. Even if they pointed all of what's going on now. Yeah, we're still enjoying NFL Sundays. We're still enjoying primetime games. We're still playing fantasy football. I still went to Vegas and had action on NFL games the opening weekend. People that said there was no way that pro football could be played were wrong. And I still don't like, and we all know who they are too, members of the sports media who seem to be rooting against or finger pointing when things don't go as planned, saying, I told you so, you need to do this. I freaking hate that. Especially if you make your money in the sports media and you're rooting against sports to be successful. You shouldn't have a job. You should go get a job doing something else rather than being a hypocrite. The one thing I'm going to bring up that I wish Goodell had done differently was when he announced the schedule, he shouldn't have announced any bye weeks. You imagine how much easier this could be right now if Goodell had bye weeks in his hip pocket for when he needed to use them, not planning them in advance. Let me walk you through this. You still announce a 16-game schedule. You still announce it and base the opponents the exact same way. However, don't build in the bye weeks. Leave them to be announced. Use them as you need them. Because clearly, had they done that, these last couple of weeks would have gone a lot smoother. at the time that I'm recording this, bumping the Broncos-Patriots game back from week 5 to week 6 has caused an 8-game domino effect in the NFL schedule. Half of those games involve the Los Angeles Chargers. If the NFL had left bye weeks out and just saved them for when they needed them, or when it was advantageous to use them, some of these things wouldn't be so difficult. Let's go back to last week, where the Titans and the Steelers don't play in week 4. So instead, you simply award them a bye week, and you don't have to switch out another bye week. Now, there are obviously going to be trickle-down effects as it relates to the schedule and moving some other games around. But if you didn't plan the bye weeks in advance and you used them only when you needed them, it would save roughly half the work or more. And taking it a step further, you know, there's been talk for a while, often around the 17 or 18 game schedule, which is still coming, whether it's in 2021 or 2022 or sometime in the next few years, about having 2 bye weeks in there. Well, the NFL didn't stage any games until week 1 of the regular season, which almost always falls on the weekend after Labor Day weekend. And I, for the life of me, have always said, I don't know why the NFL leaves a big holiday weekend to college football. And it's not like college football really took advantage of it this year. So just taking a, had you done it differently and you'd done it like this, since you canceled the Hall of Fame game in the entire preseason, why didn't you just move week 1 up to Labor Day weekend on a holiday weekend and then have 2 bye weeks in your back pocket? Because clearly the NFL, as a result of all the juggling they did today, as a result of rescheduling 8 games to bump the Patriots and Broncos back 1 week, the NFL is not interested in adding another week or more to play 16 regular season games. At some point, they're going to run out of options. If the Titans can't play a second game as scheduled, if the Patriots or Broncos can't play a second game as scheduled, let's say it's the Steelers, and they were the innocent victims of a game being bumped back, and because of a positive test or two or more, they need to skip a week. You could have built that into the schedule and just given yourself a little bit room for leeway. Now, we all know, and I know from living in Tampa Bay and talking to people close to the organizing committee, the NFL can push the Super Bowl back if necessary. They don't want to, but they can. It's not a date that they have to play the game. So if we get to a week or two or three or four down the road, and it's clear the NFL is going to need early January to get all teams to play 16 games, and that's what the NFL still wants to do, even though people like Tony Dungy say, I don't think every team will play 16 games. Now, we're going to get to that point too, where we're going to see if a Tony Dungy and others who say this are right. Once, say, the Titans or the Steelers or the Patriots or the Broncos have to skip another game, that's when we're going to know for sure, because the NFL is going to decide or disclose at that point, are you canceling a game or are you creating extra weekends of the season and bumping back the playoffs and bumping back the Super Bowl? Had they kept the bye weeks in their back pocket, whether it was 1 or 2 Hell, what about three? You would have had more leeway to get 16 regular season games in say 17 or 18 or however many weeks, and then start the playoffs rather than pushing. It just seems like having those bye weeks to use when you need them rather than scheduling in advance would have been advantageous. I'm sure the players' union would have said, well, what about the teams that don't need them? Are you just going to make these guys play 16 weeks in a row? Say, well, you know, all things considered, if they do that, good for them. Let's play them while we can. It's a one-year thing. We all got to do the best we possibly can. Or maybe at some point you create a situation where once a team gets to, I don't know, week 10, if they haven't played a bye week, then you start forcing in the bye weeks, week 10, week 11. But the NFL could have used those bye weeks when they needed them rather than scheduling them in advance. I'd say, let's hope they learn from this, but I don't even want to think about the possibility that the NFL is going to have to deal with all this in 2021. I hope not. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, first ever sponsor of my first ever podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, 5 years ago, and they've been supporting Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments ever since. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, the Papadillas are still promotionally priced at just $6, including the new Buffalo Chicken Papadilla. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.